Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk. Listen, we have ourselves a ball game here in Nashville, Tennessee. Mizzou currently leading the Iowa Hawkeyes 27-24. And this was a game that not very long ago, it seemed like it was starting to move momentum-wise in favor of the Hawkeyes. Mizzou was trailing by 10 early in the third quarter, and now Mizzou kind of in the driver's seat here. And to talk a little bit more about it in live time is KSDK Sports Director Frank Cusimano. Frank, how are you doing today?
Really good, Ethan. And Brady Cook has chosen the last game of his college career to maybe play the best game of his college career. He's thrown for nearly 300 yards. He has 50 yards rushing, and that's a really deceiving stat because they count when he's sacked the yards against his rushing yards, which they don't do in the NFL, which is really a stupid thing to do in college football. But Cook has been just spectacular, and now Missouri's going to have a big decision to make on a 4th-and-1, whether they go for it. And if they do, the game could be over with 2 minutes to play, or they punt it and put Iowa in bad field goal position.
Currently,
or bad field position.
Currently, yep. 18 of 32, 287, two touchdowns thrown, and as you mentioned, 14 carries for 54 yards. And you also said it, one of the best games of his career. And as you have a chance, I'm sure, to look back on and kind of reflect on just what he has meant to this university. And I think at one point, even earning the trust of the fan base after kind of all the pain that they had went through in the recent years, what will he go down to for this program and this university once it's all said and done?
Okay, so he won't have the title as best quarterback to ever play there because that's Chase Daniel, maybe Phil Bradley. You could make a case for Drew Locke, who has slightly better stats. But I think that if you look at the 100-plus years of Mizzou football, you cannot come up with a more courageous player. I mean, nobody laid it out on the line better than Brady Cook. How about the news yesterday, the revelation by Coach Drink, that he actually played the South Carolina game, which he played really well with a broken bone in his wrist. I mean, who comes back from a game after going to the hospital and stars in the game?
Unreal.
I mean, he's one of the most courageous athletes of all time.
You said it perfectly right there, and I think that he's going to go down as, for that reason specifically, if anything else, one of the greatest Mizzou guys of all time. So hopefully the Tigers are able to hold on to this one. I was hoping we were going to get through it so I wouldn't have to make you do this simultaneously, but I appreciate you joining on either way. You know, talking a little bit more about this Mizzou team, there's a lot to be optimistic about in the upcoming 2025 season. It seems like, you know, the big quarterback transfer from Penn State, they've brought in some solid pieces for the offense. How are you feeling overall about the upcoming seasons for the Tigers?
Well, I think they did really well. Prabula was highly regarded at Penn State, and I think he's going to be terrific. He's one of these guys that lives and dies in the film room. Oh, and they got two outstanding linebackers. They picked up some running backs, and then they got the wide receiver from St. Mary's, a guy who I covered in high school, Kevin Coleman, who had 900-plus receiving yards and almost like 70 catches for Mississippi State this past season, and he could replace Luther Burden. So, look, here's the thing about Drink is, you know, he's only lost two productive players to the portal in his 5 years at Mizzou, which is absolutely insane. I mean, nobody. Teams lose, you know, four or five productive players a year. He's lost two in 5 years. It's amazing.
What does that say about, one, the culture, but also the kind of guys that he's recruiting to this program?
Yeah, I think it says a lot. And, in fact, I asked that very question to Brady Cook a couple of Sundays ago on Sports Plus. And he said the culture in our locker room is really good. And let's don't minimize the money. Drink has been cutting edge in terms of NIL, getting certain laws passed in Jefferson City getting high school players who commit early a chance to get paid. It's now it's now legal to do that in Missouri if you actually sign on the letter of intent. So, I think there's a lot of things in Missouri's favor in terms of recruiting moving forward.
Sticking with the SEC here, Georgia playing Notre Dame in the college football playoff coming up on New Year's Day. But just recent news, Carson Beck this weekend committing to the NFL draft. Are you surprised by this? A guy that has had some success, but has also struggled a little bit this past year with the Bulldogs.
Yeah, now he still led the SEC in passing yards, but I'm like you. When I watched Carson Beck on TV this year, I saw him throwing a lot of big interceptions, and I don't think he's going to be. He's definitely not going to be a first round pick. I don't know how early he'll go in the draft, but I would think as the starting quarterback at Georgia, you could make more money and maybe come back and have a cleaner season and go higher in the draft.
How big do you think that him being unavailable for this quarterfinal matchup against Notre Dame is going to be? How much does that even up this matchup between Georgia and the Irish?
Yeah, I still think, like, if you look at mock drafts, which I did about an hour and a half ago, you see a lot of guys on the defensive side of the ball from Georgia going in the top 25 picks. So they have as good a front seven. In fact, their secondary is really good. The one thing Georgia doesn't have, and I find this amazing, is they don't have guys on the outside who can beat you catching the ball. And Notre Dame actually doesn't throw the ball that well either, but Notre Dame really defends the pass. So this is one matchup that I think is going to be really interesting. I think a couple of those games are going to be a blowout, but I think this could be a really good game.
The popcorn was no doubt on hand this past weekend for some of the games that we saw in the NFL. Specifically, that Vikings-Packers game was a fun one down to the end. And then also, Bengals and Broncos, a couple of teams that are still trying to secure up those playoff spots. I'll start with the AFC. What do you think that battle for the seventh seed is going to look like following here the Week 18?
Well, it's a shame that Cincinnati and Joe Burrow need other things to happen besides just winning a game this week, because Joe Burrow is having such an electric season. He's not going to win the MVP because his team has lost 8 games, but he's going to throw for maybe 4,500 yards, which is just crazy. He's been spectacular, and I don't think they're going to get in. I felt really bad last night watching that game for Atlanta because all the Falcons had to do was manage to clock a little bit better and call timeout and give Michael Penix Jr., one more play. And they probably won't make the postseason because of what their coaching staff did.
And then on the other side, before we wrap up here real quick, I know I mentioned it on Friday. I have to ask again, does anything from that Vikings-Packers game, does that change any sort of thoughts on how that Sunday night game is going to end up for the one seed in your mind?
Well, I said before that I think Detroit's just lost too many quality players to win this thing. And Minnesota and Kevin O'Connell, if he's not the coach of the year, there should be an investigation. What he's done with Sam Darnold, I think the Vikings right now are the team to beat in the NFC. And I think that coach, Kevin O'Connell, is just crazy smart.
I would not disagree with you there. And it looks like Mizzou just wrapped this one up, so they get the win. So congrats to the Tigers. Frank, a lot of fun having you on both Friday and today. Appreciate it. And you have a happy new year, all right?
You too, Ethan. Thanks so much.
Coming back with more in the 5 o'clock hour. You're listening to the Mark Gruden Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.